The program for Monday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. How nice to have you with us this Monday morning. Before we get into the Truth for the Day, I have an announcement to be made. Remember, this coming weekend, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night, there will be special services with the Bethel Church of Christ in Morganton. I will be the speaker at these services. So we invite you to the services, Bethel Church of Christ, Morganton, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night, 7 o'clock each night, the night services. All right, let's get into our great truth for the day. Christianity, that's what we call our religion. Christianity, as such, is not a word that's found in the Bible. We do find the word Christian there. When we think about a Christian, we think about one who is Christ-like. And as we think about one who is Christ-like, we think about Christ. And so Christianity goes back to Christ. We'd like to think today, and perhaps several days this week, about different names or expressions applied to Christianity found in the New Testament. I think you'll find this makes a very interesting study and bring out many good thoughts for our consideration. First today, I turn to Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 15, and listen to what the writer says here. And for this cause he is a mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Here the writer speaks about the New Testament. Christianity is looked upon as a testament, and sometimes we find the word covenant in connection with this. Of course, as we read on here, we find the testament is very much like a man making out his last will and testament. In verse 16, it says, "For where a testament is, there must also necessity be the death of the testator, for a testament is not of force until men are dead." Well, Jesus had much to give, and in his death and resurrection, he has brought forgiveness of sins and the promise of everlasting life. And for those who would fall heir to this, they must meet the conditions of the testament of the one who was our beneficiary and doing such a wonderful thing for us. Of course, we said the word covenant is found sometimes in the place of this word testament. And of course, it says without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. There's no covenant or testament that comes in force. We have the idea of a covenant going all through the Bible. God has had different covenants involved with man. Covenant with Noah, covenant with Abraham, various covenants in the Old Testament. The old covenant there. Of course, the word covenant actually means an agreement or a contract. And involving covenants with God and man, or contracts or agreements with God and man, God always sets the conditions of this covenant or this agreement, and man meets the conditions if he wants to enjoy the benefits of this wonderful relationship with God. Well, it's wonderful to think about that the New Testament or Christianity is thought of as a covenant. We have entered into contract with God. We want to please God. We want to do his will. Back in the origin of this word in the Old Testament, when it speaks of making a covenant, in the Hebrew language, that literally means to cut a covenant. Two people would enter into a contract or agreement with one another in ancient times, and they would cut an animal in two. And the slaughtered animal, the two pieces of it, they would walk between it. And thus their covenant or their agreement or contract was sealed by this. And they were bound to what they had agreed upon. And thus, that is the origin of this expression in human relationships. And God has made a covenant with mankind, and his long-range covenant, or agreement, points to the New Testament. The old was simply a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, getting us ready. But now that Jesus has died, we are under the new covenant, the New Testament. And what a wonderful agreement it is, this testament. All of these things that we fall heir to as children of God who have been made right with God through the blood of Jesus Christ. Christianity is called many wonderful things in the New Testament scriptures. And this week we'll look into other expressions that are found, and I think we'll all profit from it. I thank you for listening today.